Finland plans to stop arms sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Finland says that it has made the decision over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi by the kingdom, as well as Riyadh's war on Yemen. The move comes after Denmark on Thursday halted future arms exports to Saudi Arabia. Earlier this month, Germany also started a boycotting campaign, including sales that have already been approved. U.S. President Donald Trump has turned a blind eye to the Saudi regime's human rights violations, saying that Washington cannot abandon Saudi Arabia. Human rights activist William Spring joins us now from the British capital, London, to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Spring, welcome to the program. We've been seeing the recent actions made by Germany, by Denmark, and now Finland. It seems that the dominoes are dropping with regards to the fallout of what took place in the case of Jamal Khashoggi for Riyadh.
Yes. The European Union has probably made a decision already to break arms sales to Saudi Arabia. But I'm not sure that just simply a sanctions on arms is an effective way of dealing with the problem. I think that Donald Trump's remark saying he wasn't going to let Saudi Arabia down is a bit of a joke, really, because he has already let Saudi Arabia down by continuing with these massive arms exports to Saudi Arabia and allowing the Saudis to drag the Americans into a role of co-belligerent in the war on Yemen. As for Khashoggi, this was such an appalling thing, and it's indicative of such an absolutely impossible attitude to international relations that we have to think of seriously, you know, removing MBS from government, because he is obviously a terrorist, a dangerous man, mad, bad, and sad to know. And it's essential that the Americans, who've been so used to removing rulers from all over the world, for example, I think of Saddam Hussein, I think of Milosevic, who was actually quite a nice man in my view, but that's an eccentric idea, of course. But anyway, these people were all bumped off by the USA in various ways. And yet, here we have a man who's an obvious monster allowed to just carry on swanning around. This is ridiculous. He should be arrested. The Americans, the CIA should be working overtime on a coup against this MBS wretch. I think he should be taken to some island like St. Helena, where Napoleon was put, and allowed to live his days out, perhaps. But I feel personally very strongly about this, as I used to teach in Saudi Arabia, and Mr. Khashoggi was one of my students. And I feel outraged that the American government has allowed the Saudi prince, who did a coup himself, incidentally, against his own people by locking up all the other princes in a luxury hotel, then seizing their assets, violating the basic rules of Saudi succession. And the end result is a complete and total shambles. And we pray that, in the will of God, this tyrant, MBS, is removed, and further, that the Americans make sensible decisions in foreign policy. Why do they have to back the Saudis up with their shambolic system when they could have, if they thought things through, they would make a deal with Iran? It's crazy.
Very well.
And I hope and pray that that or some common sense will come to the Middle East.
Human rights activist William Spring joining us from London.